Trent Lott's withdrawal from his post as Senate Republican leader seems unlikely to end the debate over race in politics. The Mississippi lawmaker said on Friday he will not hold the position after he praised Strom Thurmond's segregationist campaign for president in 1948. Trent Lott is not the only lawmaker accused of inappropriate remarks. In a moment, we will hear about political campaigns across the country where candidates use racial code. But we start our coverage in Trent Lott's hometown. Residents of Pascagoula, Mississippi, tell NPR's Melanie Peoples they will overlook Lott's remarks as long as he brings home jobs.
The Gulf Coast of Mississippi is home to a Navy and Air Force base and the state's largest industry, shipbuilding. The Air Force base was on the short list to be shut down, but it's still operating, and there are still thousands of people working around Ingalls Shipyard as it continues to land multi-million dollar contracts, even in tough economic times. Many here say they owe their jobs to Trent Lott. Over at Thunder's Tavern, a Pascagoula bar and restaurant where blacks and whites dance and play pool together, a light marquee says Trent Lott is still number one.
He's done a lot of good things for this country, this state, and this town.
John Thornton is the bar's owner. Like many here, he hated to see Lott step down.
I don't know what was the right thing to do or not, but I know it's, what he did was good for the country. It was good for the country what he did, no doubt about that.
And Thornton says it's good for Mississippi, since the state's residents have had to weather the rest of the country revisiting their segregationist history. But many people here think the country misinterpreted Lott's remarks.
I really don't think he meant anything derogatory about it.
Doreen Givens, fresh off the dance floor, is an African-American who has supported Trent Lott in the past.
I think he just made a comment, a statement about the man that he was celebrating his birthday. Okay, what he said now, it might not have been the appropriate thing, but I really don't think that he meant anything derogatory about it.
And Givens says she'll vote for Lott in the future. She says she hopes everyone will leave Lott alone now, as does Kendall Cunningham, who works at the shipyard.
Well, Trent do a lot of things for us down off of here, because I wouldn't have a job if he wasn't doing this, you know what I'm talking about? And he all right with me, you know what I'm saying?
Cunningham says while Lott's comments certainly bothered him, he wasn't surprised to hear a white man speak lightly about segregation.
He got his feeling, I got my feeling. They need to get over all this here and let him do what he's been doing and bring work here.
Just a few streets away at Trent Lott Middle School, Lott was still the topic of conversation at the breakfast counter at the Save Rex drugstore.
Pancake burnt.
Like everyone else, customer Spencer Bailey thinks Lott had to do something to stay a successful senator. That the issue had just become too divisive.
Everything in the news and just about everybody was against him, and he would not have been effective. This issue would have never gone away.
And Bailey doesn't think the controversy will keep Lott from continuing to deliver for his state and for Pascagoula.
He'll get things done, but he'll have to work a little harder. He just won't have the political clout. But Trent Lott is a good person. He is an outstanding citizen of this country and this state.
While Mississippi is going to miss having its senior politician at the head of the U.S. Senate, residents can't wait until the country turns its attention to something else. Melanie Peoples, NPR News, Pascagoula, Mississippi.